Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden spent the day in Uvalde, Texas, showing support for the community and victims' families after last week's mass school shooting that left 19 children and two teachers dead. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton has more.
Upon landing, the Bidens were greeted by San Antonio Mayor Ron Nirenberg, then immediately boarded Marine One for the short flight to Uvalde, about 75 miles to the west. There, they were met by Texas Governor Greg Abbott and others, then traveled to Robb Elementary School, where they left white roses at a memorial set up there. While at the school, bystanders called out emotional pleas to the president.
Please help us! Our children are not safe!
The president and First Lady attended Mass at Sacred Heart Catholic Church, then spent the remainder of the afternoon at the local county arena, meeting with family members of the victims and first responders. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
And the Justice Department says it is conducting a review of the police response to that mass shooting at the school after authorities there offered shifting accounts on what they did and when. Critics say police waited far too long to confront the gunman, as NPR's Joe Hernandez reports.
Spokesman Anthony Coley announced in a statement on Sunday that the DOJ will conduct a critical incident review of how law enforcement responded to the shooting that killed 19 fourth graders and two teachers. The department says the review was requested by Uvalde Mayor Don McLaughlin. Authorities intend to provide an account of police actions that day, Coley goes on to say, and identify lessons learned and best practices for future shootings. They'll publish a report after the review is complete. Uvalde police and federal officers at the scene have been criticized for their delay in confronting the shooter, who was in the elementary school for more than an hour. The gunman was eventually shot and killed by Border Patrol agents. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
The fighting in eastern and southern Ukraine intensified over the weekend, that ahead of a European Union summit this week to discuss the conflict. NPR's Becky Sullivan has more.
EU leaders are scheduled to gather Monday afternoon, but they reportedly disagree on which direction the union should take, like handing down new sanctions on Moscow, including an embargo of Russian oil. Some are instead pushing for peace talks to start up again between Moscow and Kyiv to halt the fighting as soon as possible. But talks like that could mean pressure for Ukraine to give up some territory to Russia, which Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has repeatedly refused. If the occupiers think that Lyman or Severodonetsk will be theirs, they are wrong. Donbas will be Ukrainian, Zelensky said. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.
Meanwhile, President Zelensky traveled to Kharkiv today, one of the few times he's left the capital of Kyiv since Russia invaded 3 months ago. You're listening to NPR News. After 2 years going virtual because of the pandemic, the National Memorial Day concert will broadcast live from the U.S. Capitol. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports Gary Sinise and Joe Montaigne will host.
The National Memorial Day concert honors veterans and military families with documentary footage, dramatic readings, and music. The last in-person concert was in 2019. Special segments this year include tributes to the late General Colin Powell and women who served in World War II. The PBS show will broadcast live from the U.S. Capitol, but not with an in-person audience. The Capitol complex has not yet fully reopened to the public. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.
At the weekend box office, Top Gun Maverick took the top spot with $134 million in ticket sales so far this holiday weekend, giving star Tom Cruise his first ever domestic opening above $100 million. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness dropped to second place after being on top for 3 weeks with an estimated $16 million this weekend. Disney's superhero sequel has taken in $375 million so far. In third place, the Bob's Burger movie, debuting with $12 million, and Downton Abbey, A New Era, came in fourth with $5 million. That film, the second one based on the beloved British TV show, has taken in $68 million worldwide. This is NPR.